Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
Welcome to this latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, coming at you as I love to do, usually every Wednesday night over the airwaves of SiriusXM POTUS Radio Channel 124, but on a couple of occasions during the week, I just do this on my own for my YouTube channel. Obviously, with a lot of stuff that's been going on, I felt compelled to do a show essentially leading into my Wednesday night show on POTUS tomorrow night. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, SiriusXM POTUS Radio Channel 124. That's where you'll catch my show tomorrow. So tune into that. And obviously, a lot of the topic is going to be about what's transpiring with ICE, you know, because of all of the stuff that's been going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Let me say this. The GOP is in a world of trouble. We can slice it any way we want to. Trump's not in trouble. The GOP is in trouble. Because, you see, Trump is close to being the past. Get past the midterms. And after that, he's got 2 years. And unless he's going to be able to circumvent the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution, he's not running for a third term, which means he won't be the president of the United States in 2028. It will be somebody from the Republican or the Democratic side. It's not going to be him. The objective for him, especially from a legacy perspective, if you listen to those who love him, support him, and fawn over him, as folks, many folks do religiously, it's about him making sure that the GOP wins the midterms so they can maintain power in the House, in the Senate, et cetera. And as a result, he'll be able to have folks who are going to do his bidding. But if ever there was a problem, if ever there was a time where his time is in trouble, his presidency is in trouble, it is now. It is now, because when you see the shooting that took place for this nurse named Alex Pretty, and you listen to the explanations that ICE, that Homeland Security and others have given, and administrators from the White House opening their big fat mouths, like Stephen Miller, you know, is in a strong influence and senior advisor to Trump. When you see the words that are coming out, or hear the words that's coming out of his mouth, domestic terrorism and stuff like that, you know something is awry. Did you watch the videos, ladies and gentlemen? Because I did about 12 times. You know what I saw? I saw four people, four law enforcement officials on top of Alex Pretty, and somehow, some way, they felt endangered so much that they stepped back and pumped 9 bullets in him and shot him 9 times. This ain't 50 Cent we talking about from many, many years ago when you heard all of this stuff about he got shot 9 times. Oh, no. He's alive and thriving. Actor, producer, musician, whatever. Alex Pretty's dead. Done. Gone. Ain't coming back. He was killed. He was a nurse. He was also an American citizen. And by all accounts, he was not a criminal. Now, if you're the Trump administration, how do you explain how this is happening? See, we want to sit back and we want to ignore what's transpiring, but there's no way to get around this kind of stuff. We're going to have to be honest about exactly what's going on. We're going to have to pay attention to it. We're going to have to be real about exactly what's transpiring and ask ourselves, what the hell is happening in this country? Now, if you're Trump, especially, you got to ask that question. Let's just look at some of the things. These are hits that the administration has taken since Renee Good, who was killed. Remember when she drove off and the ICE agent shot at her 3 times and one hit her in the head and it killed her, 37-year-old mother of 3, dead. Now, I made news at that particular moment in time because I said from a legal perspective, he was justified because the ICE agent was in front of the car while another was on the side and she drove off. So you could easily surmise or make the interpretation or the summation that, hey, she was driving off. The vehicle was a weapon. He felt endangered. Boom. Now, I also said it was morally reprehensible. There was no reason to shoot that woman. You could have shot the tires. Wasn't like she had a gun pointing at you. She tried to drive off. And if you were skilled enough to move out of the way, and you successfully moved out of the way, then guess what? You could have shot out the tires. What did we hear in the immediate aftermath of that? We heard about, oh my goodness, he had internal bleeding. From what? Air? It made no sense to most observers. But before anybody had a chance to pass gas, the president came out, supported the ICE agent. The vice president came out, supported the ICE agent. Then you had Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, Secretary Kristi Noem. She came out, supported the ICE agent. And then they have the audacity, the unmitigated gall, to sit up there and call for investigation. We're going to investigate it further, and we'll take over. We're not going to lean on local and state authorities to do it. We'll do it. Well, why would somebody trust you with an investigation when you already drew a conclusion before the investigation that the ICE agent was innocent? It makes no sense. But even as the nation was lamenting that while still trying to move past it, then we saw a picture of the five-year-old. And of course, we learned that the father, or at least according to several reports, not all, that the father was on the verge of being apprehended and ran off. And what were they supposed to do? Leave the five-year-old alone or hand him off to a stranger? That's a very salient point. Here's the flip side to it. If it wasn't a criminal, how about leaving him and the five-year-old alone and coming back to get him another day when he ate with the five-year-old? Instead of being seen optically, coming across as if you're detaining a five-year-old. You want to talk about what's going on in the streets of America? You want to talk about what's going on with criminality and the American citizen? Guess what? There's plenty of criminals that were left alone until another day because there was a kid in attendance with them. Law enforcement officials make those judgment calls every day. Where's the judgment? Where's the judgment? We didn't see that. And then now, here comes the shooting of Alex Pretty, who is a nurse treating veterans. Yes, he was armed. But he didn't have the gun in his hand. He had a legal license to carry his weapon. And what does the administration do? They all come out. And before anybody had a chance to make any sense of it, he shouldn't have been carrying a weapon. So now, guess what? It flipped on you because the NRA, the National Rifles Association, speaks out against the Trump administration because how dare you imply that somebody who is legally carrying a firearm is justified in being shot when they never drew their weapon. So one of the biggest supporters for the Republican Party. Because you're all about your Second Amendment rights, right? You turned them against you. You had them speaking out publicly against you. Everything is going awry. Everything is going bad. It's bad. It's just bad. And if you're the Democrats, while there is absolutely positively nothing to be happy about when it concerns issues of this matter, it doesn't mean that you ignore the opportunity standing in front of your face and adroitly go about the business of capitalizing on it. You want to sit up there and point to the economy and say, Trump's a problem with that? Not going to work. Because even though the tariff wars have affected us in certain kind of ways and it's committed to instability, the fact of the matter is things aren't nearly as bad as people thought they were going to be. So you're not going to get that on them. When you're talking about safety in the streets, you haven't heard too much about that outside of what's been transpiring in sanctuary cities where he has sent ICE. Whether it's Portland one day, Chicago another day, Los Angeles another day, now Minneapolis. Clearly targeting liberal cities. But again, why? Because of sanctuary issues. Because obviously in sanctuary cities, your objective is not to be cooperative with federal authorities when it comes to migrants in your cities. You're the local police, your state police, whatever. You ain't trying to help them. You ain't trying to help the feds. You ain't trying to help federal officials. That's what you're not trying to do. The Trump administration is making the case, hey, you don't understand. This is what leads to the problems, the problems, the problems. The problem is the rhetoric from the right, from the administration. He even has Republicans speaking out against the administration. And by the way, according to an article in the Wall Street Journal, most of the people being apprehended ain't of the criminal variety. The number is 72%. So essentially, what it comes down to is that you made the case, you campaigned on, we're going to go after the rapists, the thieves, the murderers, etc., who are here illegally. When in fact, the numbers have been dipping for over a year and a half now, even before Trump got into office, as to who was being detained, who was being arrested, and they weren't criminals. So now you've got a real problem on your hands. Because the very, very thing that Trump was able to lean on as a plus for him from a campaigning position, something that will help the Republicans as the midterms approached, suddenly is so chaotic that even the Republicans are speaking out against you because they're worried about the detrimental effect it's going to have on them. You're the Democrats. It's a moment for you. There's such a thing to be said about not getting in your own way. Because ultimately, no matter what Trump wants to do, you have a vast majority of 435 congressional figures of the Republican variety. I think the number's at 218, 219, who have no problem voting in favor of him. Well, what if some of those numbers dissipate? You got 100 senators, about 53 of them are Republicans. What if some of them desert you? If you lose the Congress, if you lose the Senate, you don't have the prowess to get things done the way that you did over the last year or so. If you are President Donald Trump, and if you're the Democrats, everything should be about the midterms. Everything should be about the midterms. And in my perfect world, it's exactly what I'm rooting for, because as I've said on many occasions, you know what we don't want? We don't want one party rule. When the Democrats had complete power, they did a lot of things we didn't like open borders. When Trump returned to office and he's had complete power because of the House and the Senate being on the side of the right, we haven't liked what we've seen as it pertains to the how in regards to their deportation policies and what they've been doing to exercise it. You've got Joe Rogan on the record questioning ICE tactics, calling it the Gestapo. We saw the administration blame Preddy's death on himself, saying he was armed despite being a lawful registered gun owner and not brandishing a weapon. I already told you about the NRA and other gun advocates labeled a suggestion by the federal prosecutor that people who carry guns risk being lawfully shot by officers is dangerous, is wrong, and wrong. And Republican Chris Modell, he ended his bid for the gubernatorial seat in Minnesota, citing unconstitutional ICE surge. Let me go down a list of losses one would surmise that the Trump administration has suffered from since Renee Good was killed nearly 3 weeks ago. Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino is expected to leave Minneapolis today as President Donald Trump plans to reshuffle his immigration operation amid widespread backlash to two high-profile killings of civilians. Bovino is losing his quote-unquote commander title and will return to the border in El Centro, California, to resume his previous job as sector chief there. Bovino and others within the Trump administration have been roundly criticized following the fatal shootings of Good and Preddy amid a broader immigration crackdown. Trump administration officials and allies told NBC News the president is quote-unquote concerned about the sustainability of the Minneapolis operations following Preddy's shooting. Trump is sending border czar Tom Homan, a guest on this show, on at least two occasions. He's sending him to Minnesota to manage ICE operations on the ground. Homan and Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, who, by the way, will be on the show Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Straight Shooter with Stephen A., POTUS Radio, Channel 124. Mayor Fry will be on this show. Homan and Fry are set to meet today, by the way. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Rodney Scott will be joining Homan. Sources told NBC News. Trump said on a radio show, Sid and Friends in the Morning today, that his calls with Minneapolis Mayor J. Jacob Fry and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz were very good and very respectful. See the difference in the tone? Because he senses the obvious. They're losing the fight. It's more than just PR. Two lives have been lost. Both were American citizens. Both did not brandish a weapon. In Renee Good's case, they'll say her vehicle was a weapon. She was driving off and you shot her. Moved to the side and shot her right in the windshield. Hit her right in the head. Killed her. That's not what you advertised. That's not what you marketed. That's not what you swore was transpiring. And as a result, the American people are getting to a point where they were in 2020 when they said, we don't want this chaos. There's got to be a better way. Vice President J.D. Vance, you haven't been that adroit either. You come into Minnesota, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do with the five-year-old? You jump to the conclusion that ICE agents are just doing their job. You're talking about local and state law enforcement officials getting in the way. That's what happens in sanctuary cities. They do get in the way of ICE agents. When you're a sanctuary city, you don't have to cooperate with federal authorities when it comes to their immigration policies. I don't know how that exists in this country, in the United States of America. To me, if the federal laws say one thing, at some point in time, the power has to stop somewhere. Somebody is a higher power than the other. So somewhere along the way, lawsuits and everything else are going to come down the pipe. But in the end, what it comes down to is this. The Trump administration is in trouble over this issue. The optics have been bad for a while. But now it ain't just about optics. It's about real lives. And it's about ICE agents looking very, very bad, either untrained or vicious. One of the two. Because folks are losing their lives. There's a bunch of people that don't feel any sympathy or feel minimal sympathy because the mentality is you don't show up to a protest armed. When you protest peacefully. You obey law enforcement at every turn. But when you see these two killings, in the case of Alex Pretty, four law enforcement agents were on top of him. How the hell do you go from that to being in a position where you need to step back and shoot at him nine times? How does that happen? Y'all can't, four y'all on top of a dude laying on his stomach, y'all can't disarm him? If indeed he had his firearm in his hand, which the video shows he did not. And in the case of Renee Good, you have to shoot her in the head because she made you move to the side so she could try to get away after you asked her to get out of her car. Neither of them were violent criminals. That's who you said you were going after. And the numbers, according to the Wall Street Journal and other publications, shows that the vast majority of people that you're getting are not hardened criminals who are here illegally. Now what you gonna say? Now what you gonna say? We'll talk about this and more on Straight Shooter with yours truly. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, over the airwaves of SiriusXM POTUS Radio, Channel 124. These are just questions. Trump's in trouble. The administration's in trouble. The GOP could very well be in trouble. That's why Trump's in trouble, because he may lose some power in the next few months. Unless the Democrats blow it and get in their own way, which is always possible. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. Until next time, y'all. Peace and love.